Pre-season is now well underway and we're only a matter of weeks away from the Premier League season kickoff. And tonight we're here back on Robins Radio for our second show of the season. And I'm joined this week by current Newtown captain Matty Cook. And alongside him we have a former Newtown manager in the form of Darren Ryan. Thanks for coming on the show, gentlemen. And Darren, you've been out of the Welsh football system for a while now. You've been working in the youth setup at Wolverhampton Wanderers. How are you enjoying that? How's that different to Welsh Premier League management?
A lot different, to be fair. It doesn't ruin my weekends now, like when I used to manage it at Newtown, if we lost. It's like you say, it's developing young players now, and obviously to work in that role, you know, 12 to 16s, you know, it's really good. It's seeing, like you said, last season, the first team, we had 35% of the first team squad were obviously academy graduates as well, so it's, you know, it's really good, and it's good working with the younger players, developing them technically, tactically, and obviously there's the social mental side and the physical side as well. So, you know, really enjoying my role at the moment at Wolves.
Well, as a former Newtown manager, it's good to get you on the show. And as we start most shows, we're going to talk about the hot transfer news that's been going on in the past 2 weeks since the last show, and there's been a lot of it this pre-season. In this week's news, the standout signing has got to be the new Saints capture of Adrian Cieslewicz, if I've spelt that right. Sorry, Adrian, if I've got your name wrong there. The former Wrexham winger made his debut here at the venue on Wednesday evening against Birmingham in the 3-1 win for the new Saints. He stepped up, or has he stepped sideways or back from the conference, Cookie, do you feel, to the Welsh Prem? Do you feel he'd be an asset for the league?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great signing for TNS, coming from Wrexham, playing in the conference. I played against him a few years back. It was friendly for Airbus, so kind of played against him on that side. But yeah, he was really good when played against him. And I think, as we say, Chris Jones is gone. It'll be a good replacement for him there, coming in with a bit of pace and bringing the quality that he had at Wrexham, taking it to the next level with TNS, I suppose.
Do you feel it's sort of a credit to the league that a player who's played at that calibre, I remember when Wrexham had a good cup run a few years ago, he was quite prominent in that cup run. Is it good that a player like that is coming down to play in the Welsh Premier League?
Yeah, definitely. It's good for the league. Shows ambition, I suppose, from TNS as well, that they are after the top players. It really is good for the league.
Do you feel players like Darren might struggle to adapt in the Welsh Premier League because it's quite physical? Obviously, TNS played a good brand of football, as some teams do in the league now, but do you feel he'll excel and get himself back maybe into the conference? Or
yeah, I think, you know, I think the players struggle coming out of, you know, I think him going with TNS full time will obviously, you know, I don't think he'll find much change really. I think the players, from my experience when I managed and when I went from full time to part time, was the twice a week training. I think you've got to look after yourselves more now, and I know a lot of the lads do, you know, the players who I know in the league, you know, it's a lot to put on yourselves where you've got to do things away from training, and I think that's when, you know, the first, I remember signing, Shane Sutton signed him, and he came out of obviously full-time training, the first season, he found it hard, and you know, now look at him, you know, he's gone on to excel, to be fair to him, and I think that is the main reason. I think once they come out of full-time and to go to part-time, it's obviously then doing your extra bits away from the training twice a week.
So that you feel, you know, he's coming into a full-time club now, he should almost maybe improve. You know, he had a spell at Wrexham, Kidderminster, so he's in the Faroe Islands. This is a chance for him now. He's only 24, so that's a chance for him now to get himself back, you know.
Yeah, I think with TNS, they seem to look at the young players all the time, so he's bringing on the likes of Sam Finlay, youngsters coming through. So, again, saying he's only 24, he's got good service left in him, and I think it's kind of a different challenge for him coming to TNS. Yeah. So he's got the added pressure now. They're expected to win every week. Whether that was the same at Wrexham, I don't know if it was. But and then you've got next season, potentially, after this season, if they win the league again, they've got the Champions League, which is something he hasn't had before, maybe. So that's, again, altogether a different challenge for him and a motivator, I'm sure, that if he hasn't played in the Champions League before, then that's something to take forward for next year.
He's almost sort of, as you said, you mentioned Chris Jones has gone, the former Swansea midfielder, he's gone to Gloucester on a short-term contract last week. Is that another credit, Darren? Because he's one player, he's been striving for a few years now to try and move into the Football League. And as we'll come on to later, Christian Doidge is on trial at Dagenham and Redbridge now. Sam Finlay's been touted by some Football League clubs. Does that show that the league has come on in the last few years, that these players now on a regular basis are getting looked at by these clubs?
I think they do. I think Chris Jones is a perfect example. He went to Bury from TNS, didn't he? You know, and obviously
captain now.
He's gone on to do good things. You know, I remember playing when I was at Bury, and I remember, you know, Tony Bird, we sold Tony Bird to Swansea, Dave O'Gorman to Swansea, Ivan Williams went to Torquay, you know, and Gary Lloyd should have moved on. He had opportunities to, but, you know, obviously stayed at Bat, was loyal to Barrytown. So obviously, listen, the scouts come, they come and watch the Welsh Premier, you know, Premier League teams, and obviously it's a good opportunity then, if you're performing at this level, that teams will take a chance on you.
And we're just moving on to that now, as you spoke then about Christian Doidge, another big story dominating the league recently. The 21-year-old Carmarthen striker, he went on trial at Newport County, but nothing materialised. Justin Edinburgh, the manager, was quoted in the newspaper as saying that he declared an interest, but his budget wouldn't stretch far enough to bring Doidge in. He's trialled at Dagenham and Redbridge in the last few weeks. He grabbed a goal against Tottenham in a 2-1 win against a Tottenham 11-4 for the Daggers last weekend. But this week it's come out on WelshPremier.com that the move has hit the rocks, and boss Wayne Burnett has said that he can't afford a fee for him because he's under contract. Have you been impressed by Doidge, Cookie? Do you feel that he deserves that trial, he deserves a place?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's come his first season in the league last year and 17 goals, and he was a threat every time we played against him, especially in the air. He's a big lad, but he's not enormous, but his aerial prowess is really unbelievable, to be honest. So yeah, I mean, he's a key threat for them, and if he went, it'd be good for us, to be honest. So.
Do you feel it's only a matter of time before he moves? Like, you spoke about his aerial prowess there. I think when we went down in Newtown, when we lost 6-1, I think he scored three headers. Is it a matter of time before a club does take that chance on him?
I think so, because I've just read an article now on Welsh Premier again that the chairman from Carmarthen's come out and said it's the different reason why the deal hit the rocks, or so to speak, but he said he's already secured him a trial at a Championship club and a League One team as well. So I think they're not standing in his way by any stretch. So I think, like you say, it probably is a matter of time before someone takes a chance. Only 21. And again, if they have to pay a small fee, it's a chance worth taking, I suppose, for these clubs who he could go on and score again 17 league goals for them in their league. So,
do you feel that can you see him leaving before the window shuts down, a player like that?
I've only seen obviously little bits of him from watching the games on Scorio, and like you said, I agree with Cookie there. I think, you know, he is an handful in the air as well. I think there's a few clubs taking a look at him, but obviously they want a fee, and that might be the stumbling block. To be fair, like you were saying, the lower league clubs can't afford, you know, they can't afford to go and buy the players now, and depending on what Carmarthen obviously are looking for, you know, if it's going to be, I don't know, 10, 20 grand. I don't think these teams have got that money to go and spend.
Yeah, so I think the chairman has said in that article that he's looking at potential add-ons and things like that, rather than a fee. So, I mean, if he's saying his words are true there, then it might not stand in his way, and they might get something further down the line, which would be good for them. But I just hope he gets something, he deserves it for being a young lad, and he's done really well last year.
It'll be a hell of a move for Doidge if he does go, but looking at Carmarthen, if he does decide to leave, they've signed Jeff White from Newtown this summer. Chris Hartland's gone there from Prestatyn, but they have lost a lot of players to Port Talbot, like the South Wales clubs. They usually swap players quite a lot. Yeah. But can you see them struggling this year, Cookie, if Doidge does go? He's the main man there.
It's one of them. It's an unknown quantity again with when all the moves happen, that you don't know what the team's going to be like. They might play really well with a new team, they might not, but I think Mark Hazelwood always has them organised and well-drilled, and they usually defend well, so I can see them still being a threat, definitely.
Just moving on from that, another big move this week. Lee Fowler has become another face to arrive at the Rock for Kevin Druids. He was released by TNS at the end of the season, signed a deal at Druids. Lee Healy was at Gap Connors Quay at the end of the season, scored a few goals there as they escaped relegation. He has signed for Druids as well, for John Keegan's side. And we spoke about this with Alex Ramsey and Greg Draper a few weeks ago on the show. Is it hard to believe, Dan, that Druids actually did win the title last season? Because there's not many players left there now.
No, obviously the new managers have come in, and obviously they want to bring their own players in. You know, they won the league. Hugh done a great job there. You know, we obviously don't know what went on for Hugh's reasons for leaving. But, you know, Keys has obviously gone in there with Herbert, isn't it? Chris Herbert. And so, obviously they want to bring their own players in. But I am surprised at some of the players that obviously I'm reading about that have left, because obviously I've worked with a few of them and, you know, they've done really well for me, to be fair. But obviously they want to bring their own player in, their own brand of football as well. So, you know, to make so many changes, it can either work for you or it can't. So it's going to be interesting how they do start the season and how they fit all these new players into their squad, really.
Do you feel there's sort of too many pieces of the jigsaw to put together at the moment, Cook?
I think, like Darren said, it's one of them 50-50s. It could go for them, it could go against them. But some of the players they've signed have got good calibre. I mean, Lee Fowler played TNS last season, played against us, played really well in the game. But again, he's playing with really good players there who are consistently training every day. So, like you said before, Darren, going to training once, maybe twice a week, is he going to adapt to that? And are the players that come from full-time football going to adapt?
Like you said there, Darren, you've worked with a few of them, most notably probably Robbie James, who scored against Newtown on Friday night for Gillsville. Is that a bit of a surprise? He's dropped down the league and arguably Drew's best player last season.
I'm surprised at Robbie, you know, because he's done really well for me at Newtown as a really young lad. And I was speaking to somebody today and they were obviously, you know, he's gone to Gillsfield. I know there was other clubs that were interested in him, but obviously he's gone to Gillsfield. He probably just wants to play locally and enjoy his football again. But I'm really surprised that, you know, that Robbie's obviously left Druids.
Mm. And with the amount of players coming in there, Cookie, one player who has left Druids this week without even playing a league game, Steve Lewis. They call him, the Rill fans call him the Beast. Yeah. As I hear last season when we were up at Rill. That's another strange one to happen down at Druids. He was a great signing for him, but obviously something's gone wrong.
Yeah, it's probably between him and the club, and conversations have probably happened, and he might not have enjoyed his time there. Who knows? But again, I'm sure he'll find a club and he'll do well wherever he goes. But just didn't work out for him at Druids.
We'll move on from that now. They're the top transfer stories of the last few weeks. And the Corbett Sports, the sponsor of the league, released the odds for people going down and people winning the league this season. Obviously, you can probably guess TNS and Airbus at the top. I think TNS were 10-11. Airbus were 4-1 to win the league. Rill are up there. They're 9-1. Is that surprising for you, Cookie? You know, they only just scraped into the top six last season and they've added a few players. Do you feel they can now kick on?
They've had some good results in pre-season, but again, pre-season for me is a bit false anyway. So you can beat teams, you can lose, and then start the season really well or not so well. So 9-1 is a bit short for me. I think probably bar the TNS and Airbus, I think everybody else should be round about the same odds, to be fair, because the other two, I think they're the two standout teams, and everybody else could probably beat each other on the day.
Another one that sort of caught my eye down was Bala, 20-1. They finished in the bottom half last season. I think they're fourth or fifth favourites. Is that a surprising one for you?
I thought with the squad they had last year, you know, to me, you know, obviously I follow the Welsh Premier. I was disappointed on how Bala done last year, you know, with their squad, and that goes with Aberystwyth as well. You know, considering with the squad and the quality of players that Aber had last year, and I've obviously got this year. You know, I'm looking for Aber to really have a go this year, to be fair, and it should be in the top four for me.
Yeah, I think they were a bit unfortunate last year, Aber, with the point deduction, weren't they? So they would have been in the top six, but bar that clerical error or whatever it was, so they had to go down into the bottom half. But I can see, like Darren said, they finished the season really well. Welsh Cup final, arguably could have won the Welsh Cup final.
Kicking the teeth at the end there.
Yeah, so I think they'll do really well this season. I think they'll be, as I say, up there like Darren. Yeah.
You just praised Aberystwyth, Darren. Ian Hughes went in at the start of last season, and what a job he's done. You know, another young coach. There's a lot of him in the league at the moment.
Yeah, it's good to see. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, I know Hughes from doing my A licence with him. He's a very good coach. So obviously, like you said, there's some good managers, like, you know, Hughes at Newtown. You know, went in there and, you know, after the work that Bernie had done, and obviously took Newtown into the top six, which was obviously fantastic for the club. And like I said, there's some good managers out there. And, you know, one of my mates is at Airbus Precy, and obviously I'll be shouting for them this season. Do you know what I mean? And that. So, like I say, hopefully, you know, they run TNS close last year. It was great that they tailed off a little bit towards the end, but you know, they give it a good go. And I don't disagree with TNS and Airbus. For me, are going to be the two fighting it out for the title.
Yeah, just sidetracking a bit there, Dan. You were talking about Airbus. You had a stint there as head coach at Norfolk Victoria before you moved on to Wolves. We spoke about before earlier, well, prior to the show, about Andy Priest and Morrison, who've brought in players from outside the league. We spoke about Cheeselovich before, another player who's coming from outside the league. And is it healthy and refreshing? You know, Andy Priest brought in a lot of players from Northwich Victoria. Is it better than, you know, in previous years in the Welsh Premier League? A lot of players have just gone round and then, you know, played for different clubs.
Definitely. I think, like you say, they've been brought some lads over from the English system. They brought a lot from Northwich. I know a couple have moved on now. Wayne Riley's gone, obviously, and there's a couple more that have gone. But it's great. It's great that they're freshening things up, because, like you said there, people were just going in a merry-go-round. Do you know what I mean? You knew... To be fair, I think the managers knew. You know, I was probably one of the world's worst with it. Do you know, you knew what player you were looking for, right? He done well against us. You know, you liked it. You seen him a few times. So you obviously went in and spoke to these players, because you knew the league, really. Yeah, but obviously, Priestley and Jock
took a bit of a gamble, really.
Yeah, and knew what the players buy into, what Priestley and Jock. You know, I've worked with them, buy into what they wanted to achieve, and you've got to buy into it. Take it from me, you've got to buy into it with the two of them. And obviously, like you said, they've had a terrific two seasons and were unlucky in Europe.
Yeah, they did a tremendous job there. As you said, they'll finish in the top two. They've brought a few players and they've lost a couple. I think Steve Jones, the former Northern Ireland striker, he's gone. Can you see him being closer to TNS this season, or do you think it'll stay the same?
I think hopefully you want it to be. I think it's good for the league. Yeah. And obviously, you know, TNS are full-time. In my opinion, they should win the league every year. They've got the biggest budget and... Like you said, they should win it. But hopefully, Airbus, and like you say, I think it's healthy for the league that Airbus running that close last year.
I think from my point of view is what's going to help Airbus this season, I think, is that the 3G that they've got down, the pitch wasn't helping them last year.
No.
So they had a pile-up of games. Wasn't conducive to their style of play anyway. So I think with getting that down, they're guaranteed to play every week. They won't have those build-up fixtures.
And they'll be playing on the same sort of surface
as
this one in front of
us
at the moment.
They'll be training on it, they'll be playing on it, getting used to it. So I think the gap, for me, will close, and I think that they will win more games than last season because of that.
Obviously, we sidetracked away from there. We were talking about the odds of the league. Kevin Druids, odds on to go down, as are Newtown Cookie.
Yeah.
Surprising.
No, I think they're pretty good odds, though. No, a little bit surprising, but again, there's no change for us. It's what we're used to, so we're happy with that. It'd be more pressure on us if we were
thrive as being underdogs, as you said in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think we're happy with that. So we'll take that forward and use it to our advantage, as we have done in previous seasons.
Can you see Newtown sort of having another strong season, Darren?
Yeah, I think they'll be all right. I don't see Newtown being in danger of relegation. I think, like you said, I think they had a terrific season last year, and hopefully now they can, like you say, take that momentum into the new season. They brought a couple of players in as well, so I'm sure Uzi has worked them pre-season, so I don't see Newtown being in a relegation scrap really this season.
And he's brought in one of your old players, Dave Jones, played for you as a goalkeeper back at Newtown. Darren, do you think he'll have a good spell at Newtown again this summer?
Dave was a young lad, I think 17 or 18 when I gave him his debut, and he done well for me. You know, I think he's obviously a little bit older now, probably mentally stronger. There was he was a young kid then, and mistakes did affect him. And like you say, hopefully now, a little bit older, so mentally he'll be able to handle mistakes, but really good keeper.
And just moving on from that, we'll talk a bit more in depth about Newtown. Cookie, pre-season's in full swing now.
Yeah.
I think it's 3 wins and 2 defeats, if I can just remember off the top of my head. The last game was Tuesday night, but we'll talk about the first game on the 3G pitch, the new 440,000 pitch. It was a 3-3 draw against Gilsfield, and how did you enjoy that? How did you enjoy the pitch, Cookie, was it?
Yeah, it was excellent. The pitch was really good. Yeah. I thought we played really well at the time. Started like a train, 2-0 up in about 10 minutes, 2 great goals, and then 2-0 is a funny score. It didn't get the third, and then obviously they came back into the game, but I think it's just getting used to it. Yeah. So I think we'll get better and better on it as the weeks come by, but for a first game, I think it was a really good start.
And as you said then, you don't really take pre-season to heart, you know, the results and stuff.
No, exactly.
Really,
for me, I think this, just want to call out that the pre-season that I've had now and the lads have had here has been the best that we've had. Well, I've had personally in my career in the Welsh Prem.
It's come from a few players already this
Yeah,
this
the
pre-season.
Preparation has been really professional. I'd say we've taken on some things that out of the ordinary. So, I mean, we've had the... We're doing a lot of running in our own time and being tracked by GPS. Yeah. Physio's on us constantly, getting us that updated.
I can imagine.
The trust there to actually, for us to do it ourselves. we've also got a nutritionist in, things like that, where we're just trying to get those little marginal gains where hopefully it'll pay off during the season. So I can't praise it enough, really.
And look at another part from Newtown. You played Market Drayton Tuesday night, a 2-1 win. Market Drayton and Evo Stickley side, good side, good result.
Was again, we tried a bit of a new formation, so took about 20 minutes to get into the game, but once we adapted to it, we pretty pleased with the result. I think what was pleasing about it as well was the games we played prior to that were a bit pretty. There was a bit more physical game, so it was nice to get that, knowing that the physical side will be in on us in a couple of weeks when, well, we're banging next Saturday where we know it's going to be a physical battle. So it's good to get that kind of game in, especially for the new lads who are stepping up and getting that experience of a physical game.
Yeah, Jason Oswell got another goal. That's good for him. Good to get, well, it's 2-2 now. Bit of confidence under his belt.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good for these strikers to score. So hopefully he gets another one on Saturday and then keeps his run going, really.
Do you feel you've been building up slowly now? You started with, I think they played Brumbo, then it was Penacai. It's been building up now to that bang game. Do you think that's better when you've got sort of lower down teams to start with, and then you build up rather than going gung-ho and playing, you know, professional youth team sides and that?
Yeah, I think we have built up slowly. We've had a strict plan again. The gaffer and the assistant have had a plan on how many minutes people are playing. So that's been all the way from the start, really. So we've built it up from 45 minutes, people getting 60. And then I think Mark Drake was the first time that people had actually got 90 minutes. Mm. So he's built it up slowly in the individual basis, with taking into account holidays, everything. And then with the opposition, as I say, we're building that up to the banger game. And it's good to have that League Cup game.
Before just before, a bit of a prep,
isn't it? Exactly. Yeah. Before the start of the season, it's almost like another league game, effectively. Yeah. So,
have you been impressed, Dan, by the rise in Newtown? Because obviously, you know, they've been stuck in a few relegation battles since the 12-team format come in. And then all of a sudden last season, good start from Burnley, taken over by Chris Hughes, and they were flying into the top six.
Oh, definitely. I think like Burnley got him off to a great start, and like I say, usually coming, I think he just took it on, do you know what I mean? And for him to make the top, you know, top six with the budget, and I know what the budget is probably around at Newtown, having obviously worked there, you know, it was great to see him in the top six. You know, I was obviously wanting them to get in Europe. It's just, you know, they failed at that last, you know, that last hurdle against obviously the banger game, really, to be fair, you know, in the playoff. But you know, they've been, like I said, they've done tremendous, you know, last season. And that's why I think the momentum will be with them this season, which I don't see them being, you know, in a relegation battle.
I think with us last year as well, a bit of a stumbling block were us. Once we got into the top six, we had that big long break again because of pitches. Yeah. So with, again, the 3G, we're going to be guaranteed games. So we're going to keep that consistency going, hopefully, which will be a good thing.
Do you feel sort of strength and depth about that this season as well? Because you've got a slightly bigger squad this season. You feel that'll help with sort of, you know, getting
100%.
Through the season.
So again, we had times last year where people were playing out of position. Yeah. We had young lads playing who didn't really have that much experience and were thrown in at the deep end. So this year, again, we've got 16, 17 lads who will be all fighting for places, really. So that competition will hopefully bode well.
And we've had the likes of, well, I think we've got Dave Jones, new goalkeeper, Steph Edwards, Ashley Wells, Jamie Price, Alex Hughes, Jason Oswell, just to name a few. Have you been impressed by the new additions that have come in, Cookie?
Yeah, I think so. Right from the start, the gaffer's been clear about you've got this much time for all the trialists, and saying we're going to be cutting it down. We want our squad by X game. So that's took place, and he's given them the chance. And the lads they've got in now have been really, really good. They've all bought into what the gaffer and Cali assistant are getting him, get us to do with it. As I say, the pre-season, the planning, everybody's bought into it, and they've impressed on the pitch as well. So really good.
Darren, do you feel something's going in Newtown's favour at the moment? We spoke about it before, our players, you know, it's a bit of a merry-go-round the time for the clubs, but in that side now you've got likes of Craig Williams has been there. He was there when you were manager. Shane Sutton, Cookie, you've been there now, was it four years? Kieran Mills-Evans, a lot of players. There's a good core of that team, whereas some other teams, you don't get that. Do you feel that's been a successful part?
I think
that's
had a massive part to play, because, you know, when I was manager, it was a massive turnaround. Do you know what I mean? You'd obviously lose, you know, there was obviously 18 teams, so you might lose some to Caesars or ABBA and Welshpool. You know, you were fighting for the same players, and if they obviously got offered more money, some, you know, 10 minutes down the road, you'd end up losing somebody. So it was hard, and I think that's, if you keep your nucleus of your team, especially down the spine, you know, and maybe bring in one or two, I think that, you know, and you can see you can see the improvements in Newtown over the last 2 years. You know, for me, they've had two great seasons.
Got to give a bit of credit to the lads as well, because I know for a fact that they've had, some of the lads have had offers with increased money, but they've been loyal to the club and again bought into what we're saying. Yeah. And by doing that, we've kept the core and we've pushed on. So really good.
We'll just move away from that now. We've been talking about Newtown. We'll focus a bit on you, Darren. You played in the league and you're managing the league. You played for numerous clubs, you know, Barry Town most notably. In terms of the league, between when you're a player and when you're a manager and now, has it come on, do you feel, the league, the standard?
I find it hard. At times I think yes and at times I think no. Do you know what I mean? To be fair, I was very fortunate as a player when I played at Barry that we had some fantastic players. Do you know what I mean? I was fortunate to play with some of them, and we had, you know, we won the league 2 years I was there. We had good European experiences. I think the first year we were, you know, we went through two stages in the UEFA Cup, and obviously we played the Dynamo Kiev. So, you know, at times, like I say, I was fortunate to play with some great players, to be fair, who obviously come out, you know, we had a lot of league experience. You know, Danny Carter was probably one of the best players to play in this league, you know, who played 500 league games. I think you know, the game sometimes, is it as, you know, has it improved? I think sometimes, yeah. I think teams, you know, have improved, but it is a hard one. It is a hard one for me to answer as a player there, because obviously, you know, I compare teams to that Barry Town team that I played in, and you know, I always compare. I'm looking at teams and I'm thinking, oh, we beat them. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So you're always comparing that team to the teams that are obviously playing the league. Yeah. But like I say, you know, I think we're there, but, you know, we're preaching Jock refreshing and bringing the English players back in now. Do you know what I mean? It's just going to improve the league. Yeah.
I think what's definitely improved, though, is the facilities as well. So that's one thing that has improved, if not the players and the playing.
Is that,
The actual grounds and the facilities, the criteria that's required now to actually get in the league. So, as we've seen with the 3G pitches, it's taking.
Is that
it on
better, though,
level.
Dan? You know, you said you had 18 clubs when you played, it's 12 clubs now.
That's my. I'm not a 12 club fan of it. I think for the players to play, was it four times? Something.
Yeah, it's, I think it was real played
where, 8 times. You know, I think playing a team twice, you look forward. You literally look forward to going. I remember playing at Chemist Bay, a place that, you know, used to. Hang on a minute, we've got to roll. You know, it was a different. You know, we used to try and play at Barry, but you knew you had to go to Chemist Bay and you had to roll your sleeves up and battle. Now it's, you know, I think the players get a bit bored of playing, and I speak to the managers. Oh God, we got, you know, we're playing real again this week, and it comes a bit repetitive, really, for me. But I think it might, you know, I would like to see it go back to a 16 or 18 team league.
Yeah, when you were it was a 16 team league when you were manager at Newtown between 2006 and 2010. Obviously, had a little short spell after that. How do you look back on your time at Newtown? Has you got any regrets, or do you feel it was a good period?
No regrets. I was, like I say, obviously took over from Rog, and I can't speak highly enough about the club. It's a fantastic club. We found fantastic people behind the scenes. I really enjoyed it. You know, obviously you have your ups and downs, and it all, at the end of the day, it was about that Saturday and getting the 3 points. It, like I say, you know, it used to make or break your weekend. You know, You win, you're on a high, and lose, you're just waiting for the next, you know, the next game to come along, the next training session. Well, how did we go wrong? You know, what went wrong? But like I say, I had some fantastic players, you know, who played for me there, and I had no regrets. You know, really enjoyed my time there.
Was that sort of that was the start of your managerial career? Do you feel that's given you now a good springboard? You gone on, you went to manage, well, to your head coach at Airbus, you did a bit of coaching at Norfolk Victoria as well. Do you feel that? That stint at Latham Park give you a bit of a springboard?
Yeah, you know, it was a different role, because, like, obviously I went to Northwich with Preecy and Jock. Preecy was the manager, so I didn't have that pressure. I was putting on the session. I would do the coaching and that, so I didn't have that pressure that Preecy had on us. And I could, you know, it was great for me to sit back and to see.
Did you enjoy that more as a head coach or as a
I prefer the coaching.
Yeah,
you know, with the kids at Wolverhampton, it's great, do you know what I mean? You know, it's not all about the winning. We've got to develop players. We've got to bring players through to the first team. But, you know, it's still on a Saturday, you know, when we're playing. If we're going to play Liverpool or Man City, you know, you want a performance and you want your players to perform.
Yeah.
And it is, you do get a feeling when, if you do go there and you beat them, you know, but it's not all about the winning. It's not about, you know, oh God, we've got to win. You want the players. You've got to develop players, but you have to get at some stage, it's getting that fine line where they have got to get into that, you know, winning men, you know, you want to get them. It's not about
prepared.
The result. The results aren't first, it's the performances, really, to be fair, are first. But it's, you know, it's still good to get that winning feeling.
And sort of, what does the future hold now for Darren Ryan in management? Is it, you know, you're going to, is that where you want to work as a coach, or can you see yourself going somewhere as the gaffer, as the main man?
Yeah, you never say, you know, you never say never. You know, I enjoy the coaching, don't get me wrong. You know, it's great to work with these players and to see them develop from 13 and go up to 16, then go into the youth team and, you know, and make that step into the first team. But like you say, you never say never. If there's an opportunity, you know, you want to obviously progress. My role is the youth development phase coach, you know, the lead. And obviously you want to work with older players, 18s, 21s, you never know. So, you know, I really enjoy my role at the moment, and it's a fantastic club. It's a massive football club. You don't realise until you work there how big a club it is. And obviously now, you know, we had a great season last year and just want to obviously, you know, kick on now and obviously have a go at the Championship this season.
Well done on your time at Wolves, Darren. Just finally, Cookie, Newtown Saturday, playing Penacai at home.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. Another tough test.
Yeah, it's a local side of mine, Penacai. Don't live far away from there, so it'd be nice to put on a performance really, and hopefully get a win and take that forward into next week. So, and obviously Wardy being the assistant there now was
bit of extra spice to the game.
Newtown, not really. Is it? Yeah. It's just nice to see old friends and things like that. So. It should be a good game.
We're all out of time here on Robin's Radio for another week. A massive thanks goes to Robin's skipper, Matty Cook, and to the former Newtown boss, Darren Ryan, for coming on the show. It's been great to have you both on Robin's Radio. We'll be back again in 2 weeks' time where we will be previewing the season. It'll be on the 21st of the season, starting on the 23rd, ahead of the big Welsh Premier League kickoff. Thanks for listening to tonight's show. And from Matty, Darren and myself, have a very good evening.